Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. The score!
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes.
Man, Bernstein and Holmes, best show in radio. I love it, boys.
Middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Just simply the best!
With the third choice in the 2002 draft, the Detroit Lions select Joey Harrington, quarterback from Oregon.
Idiot!
Joey Harrington, though, not an idiot, actually.
Yeah.
Very much not.
Piano virtuoso.
Yeah, interesting guy. Referred to himself as kind of a nerd. And, ooh, good beat.
Yeah, this is the maestro. This is what we were talking about.
Yeah. Who is it? Oh, this is sludgy.
So yeah, this is what athletes and coaches, they I shall now be named the maestro.
So good.
Call me the maestro. I insist that you call me the maestro, coach.
Yes, chef. Yes, coach. Yes, chef. Yes, the grand vizier. Now, Joey Harrington didn't last very long in the NFL, and he's one of the names on this list. But he's
not a great list.
No, that because it goes all the way back to Joey Harrington, 2002. Because you asked Ray, said Ray. Give me all of the first-round quarterbacks of the last 20 years. And here we have them. Why did you send this assignment to one Ray Diaz?
I've been working through this as it pertains to Justin Fields and quarterbacks overall. Is there a connection between greatness and situation for quarterbacks? Can one be great if they are in a terrible situation? And then the drop-down tab from that would be if they're in a bad situation for multiple years.
Can they be great?
Great.
Not passable, not elevate the situation. Can, right. Can they clearly be great?
I'm not even like I'm drawing the line at like a Alex Smith type.
That's not great.
That's pretty good.
That's fine.
It's a good NFL career. I'm drawing the line like there. And trying to figure out, if you look at the history of the last 20 years and look at these quarterbacks and say, which of them in a bad situation turned out to be great? So as the four of us were talking about it, because we all started throwing names around, the cases that I would like stand on the table for, I would stand on the table right now for Peyton Manning. But that has a caveat to it, which I'll get to in a minute.
It's not the last 20 years.
Well, that's right. That's 24 years. God, because we're the same age.
Right.
So he's out of it.
Yeah, he's out.
Then I won't stand on the table for him. I might eventually stand on the table for Joey Burrow. And I might stand on the table for Matthew Stafford.
Okay.
Can you find me someone who was drafted in a first round situation over the last 20 years, in a bad situation, and ended up being great?
I would investigate 2011 Cam Newton.
Okay.
But his style, what he did was, at the time, so unique that it ameliorated some of the situational issues.
Right.
It wasn't just, he wasn't, and maybe that is to his credit, and maybe that tells you how unique you have to be to overcome such things.
Yeah.
How special you have to be.
So let's go through this list a little bit. And maybe this one, maybe you can make an argument at some point for Kyler Murray at some point. I don't. I personally don't think he's great, and I don't think he's going to be great. I don't trust him at all. But you start looking at these guys that have been drafted in situations like let's take a look at just the 2021 draft class for a second. Trevor Lawrence, drafted into maybe the worst situation last year. Okay. Things have gotten better, but terrible. Zach Wilson, drafted into a terrible situation. Trey Lance, drafted into a good situation.
I think that's incomplete. We're going to know a lot about what happens this year.
But if you were betting money right now on these five guys, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones, to be great, which one of them would you take right now? And I would say you could make an argument that it could be Trey Lance.
I think my answer would be Trevor Lawrence.
Like
I'm just going to write off last year. I'm just going to flat write it off.
So are we writing off Justin Fields too? Because we're closer to it. Are we not writing it off?
No, because they got the worst offensive line in football this year.
That's what I'm saying. If this isn't about psyche necessarily, because people talk about David Carr all the time, and that's the example of this guy got beat up. And if he hadn't gotten beat up that first year with the Texans, he would have been great.
He might have not gotten beat up and still would have been meh.
Yeah, and his brother is okay.
His brother's good.
Pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good player. Not a great player.
No, he's good.
Joey Burrow. I shouldn't say Joey. He doesn't go by Joey. Joe Burrow, drafted into a bad situation, I think has made it better. The argument for Matthew Stafford is he was drafted into a bad situation. The situation continued to be bad. Then his guy retires on top of it, and he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. But I don't know that we consider him an all-time great.
I'm going to look at a year, the rare year, where the first three guys drafted in the first round are all going to be Hall of Famers.
Okay.
And that's 2004.
So we're going way back.
Eli Manning, Philip Rivers, and Ben Roethlisberger. So
Philip Rivers, his situation wasn't terrible because Drew Brees had lifted the franchise up. So I don't think that his situation was terrible. Roethlisberger, I feel like the Steelers have been consistent for 50 years. Now, maybe I'm wrong about that. But I feel like he didn't walk into the worst situation.
Who was the quarterback the year before? That was post.
Was it
Tommy Maddox?
It might have been Miller.
Was it our Jim Miller? No.
Before Roethlisberger, it was Maddox.
It was Tommy Maddox. Yeah. Okay.
And Jim Miller.
Tommy Maddox is a first round pick out of UCLA, wasn't he? Ugh. Yeah. So I never feel like you could ever in my lifetime describe the Steelers as a bad situation.
Right.
Because it's always, maybe the earlier, like pre-Bradshaw or something. I can't remember back that far. But when you had, that may be in the five, how many coaches they had? Three?
Three coaches in 50 years or whatever it is.
That and great ownership.
Right.
Like idealized ownership that matters so much.
The whole reason that I brought this up, and this texter says Lamar Jackson. No. Mm-mm. Lamar Jackson was the last pick of the first round, right?
Yeah, they were good.
Patrick Mahomes. No. Patrick Mahomes was able because the situation that he was in was good enough.
They took a flyer on an upside guy.
Correct.
Because they were already so solid.
Correct. That's what I mean. And I don't know if you can ever find the answer to this question. It's just something that I would want to put into the calculus on judging a quarterback. Even if you look at the great, if the great quarterbacks over the last 20 years, where we can include Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and Drew Brees. Drew Brees, there might be an argument for that when Drew Brees, but he ends up doing it and being a great by moving on. It's two teams later where he's the greatest, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. I am stuck with how big of a role does your situation have in your success as a quarterback overall?
But we're talking around the real question here.
Because the real question has to do with Justin
Fields. Correct. Like, this is all a way of globalizing the question of, is it possible that Justin Fields' chance at greatness has been or is already being compromised?
Yes. I think the answer to that is yes. And I think that my theory is the more time that you spend in that situation, the less, it's less probability that you'll be great.
Why? And that's what we have to answer. When you mentioned David Carr, that explanation is usually he got beat up too.
Right.
Too many sacks.
He got hit. He got gun shy.
Physically ruined.
Right.
But short of that, that's an extreme example. Short of that, either your receivers are never open because they suck, and it messes up the timing, and or the blocking is bad, or you don't have a running game. And maybe that's why Joe Burrow asked for Ja'Marr Chase, saying, "I'm going to throw it down there. He's going to go get it. Everything's going to be fine."
Ja'Marr's down there somewhere.
Right, Ja'Marr's down there somewhere.
That's the quote.
Right. He literally said that. Where over time, your targeting system, your processor, every way that you speed up or slow down a game is essentially ruined by that experience.
Well, think about what I was saying.
Or not. Or you would never have been good.
It's possible that some of these guys may never have been good. But think about what I was saying about the scramble rules. The fact that you have Darnell Mooney saying, yeah, we talked about this stuff, but we didn't do it. So, and it depends. Like, some guys learn that way, where they learn, oh, okay, well, this is what happens when a play breaks down. This is where, if I'm on the opposite side of the field, I'm supposed to do blank when Justin Fields leaves the pocket. And they didn't practice that. So that's a whole year of Justin being out on the run and him going, someone's supposed to work back to me. Someone's supposed to go deep. Someone's supposed to go to the sideline that I'm nearest. All of this stuff that goes inside of scramble rules. And like, they're not doing that, and we haven't practiced it. It must be so much more refreshing for him to practice it. I don't know if Luke Getsy knows what he's doing. I like what I've heard, but I don't know. If he spends too much time, if a quarterback, and we are talking specifically about Justin Fields, spends too much time in a bad situation, what is the likelihood that they'll be great? That's the question.
And what constitutes too much time? When does the clock start ticking on the expiration date on your potential greatness based on that experience?
And is there a history of anyone getting out of a bad situation, making it out of a bad situation with the same franchise? Because I care about Justin Fields being great for the Bears. That's the primary. The secondary is I hope he's great for him. I hope that he has a long career and he goes to the Hall of Fame.
Let's reverse engineer it, though. Let's say you know this is likely to happen, or this can happen. It is possible that a quarterback's highest end of his outcome possibilities could be taken off by 1 or 2 or 3 years of struggle to get back to level. How do you guard against that? What do you do if you sat down and say, hey, the Bears know, just like we were talking before, Poles and Eberflus, this year's going to be rough. All right. What can we do, no matter what happened, no matter what our record is, what can we do to ensure that we preserve the highest level of Justin Fields' potential as this happens? Is that making sure physically that he takes care of himself? Is that in film, or is that reinforcing the fact that, you know what, not saying it like this, but once we get you real targets, that's a great throw. That throw will be caught. Keep making that throw. Don't worry that it got tipped and intercepted. That if we project that exact read, that exact throw to having better timing, better receivers, better routes, better spacing. That's the throw we want. That the trust involved in that is deep and has to be earned. But I wonder what's the actual process of rather than
preserving the likelihood of greatness for a quarterback.
Yeah, preserving the chance of greatness while also working your way through the vagaries and vicissitudes of a football season.
I think that some of it is we're gonna control the game on the ground. Like, we are going to scale it back because we don't want to put this person at risk. I'm in danger. When you start looking at the people that are going to be protecting him, so we can protect him by maybe playing a little bit of a boring style of offensive football and hope that our rotation of backs is going to make some plays that give him a chance to run some play action, to build confidence throughout making completions. I don't know. This is all me in a lab. Like, this was me like watching film, sitting down going, you know, this situation that Justin Fields is in is really bad. The situation that Jay Cutler was in Denver, really bad. How much does that play on determining your level? And Texas to say, well, we don't know that he's great. You're right. I'm trying to figure out what are the things that go into making a player maximize what their potential is. And he might be bad, but
chances are,
if you look at the list,
I was just going to say, if you read all these names and look at the amount of bad, like genuine bad, on here, there's too much of it.
Way too much of it.
Let's just do that as a thought exercise. I'm just going to read all these names in reverse order, and look how hard it is to be a great quarterback if you're drafted the first round.
We're going to do that next. It's Bernstein and Holmes here on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Boy, have we been having fun looking at quarterback statistics in the last couple of minutes.
Yeah, so historical quarterbacking comps flying in all directions.
Don't go look up the numbers of Broadway Joe
or Archie Manning.
Don't look up Archie Manning's numbers.
Bad for you. Bad for your eyes. So starting in 2002. Just real quick, to reset what we were talking about, Lawrence asked the question, is it possible for a first-round pick quarterback to go into a bad situation and still be great? And the answer is maybe.
But it's unlikely.
It's highly unlikely. These are just a smattering. These are first-round quarterbacks going back to 2002. Patrick Ramsey, Joey Harrington, David Carr, Rex Grossman, Kyle Bowler, Byron Leftwich, Carson Palmer, J.P. Losman, here's the best year, Roethlisberger, Rivers, and Eli Manning, Jason Campbell, Aaron Rodgers, Alex Smith, Jay Cutler, Matt Leinart, Vince Young, Brady Quinn, Jamarcus Russell, Joe Flacco, Matt Ryan, Josh Freeman, Mark Sanchez, Matthew Stafford, that's how old Matthew Stafford is, Tim Tebow, Sam Bradford, Christian Ponder, Blaine Gabbert, Jake Locker, Cam Newton, Brandon Whedon, Ryan Tannehill, Robert Griffin, Andrew Luck, E.J. Manuel, Teddy Bridgewater, Johnny Manziel, Blake Bortles, Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston, Paxton Lynch, Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, Mitchell Trubisky,
Sad face.
Lamar Jackson, Josh Rosen, Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Dwayne Haskins, Daniel Jones, Kyler Murray, Jordan Love, Justin Herbert, Tua Tagovailoa, Joe Burrow, Mac Jones, Justin Fields, Trey Lance, Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, Kenny Pickett.
Ugh.
Chances are your first-round quarterback sucks.
Right. And we do have to control for that. I'm just wondering, is there anyone that maybe Matt Ryan?
Is he great? I think he is. I think he's
statistically, yes.
Undeniably.
But that's what I mean about Matthew Stafford. Is Matthew Stafford the poster child for this? Drafted into a bad situation.
Knew it over time.
Spent multiple years in a bad situation through countless regimes of bad situation. Pops up in an organization that understands how to do it, wins a Super Bowl, solidifies legacy, and I'm using air quotes for those of you who can't see me on Twitch, solidifies legacy as great quarterback by finally winning a Super Bowl. Is that the closest that we're going to come to this? Him and Matt Ryan?
Yeah, Matt Ryan is undeniably great.
And Matt Ryan's situation, so there's the Michael Vick stuff, then Matt Schaub takes over, right? Like, Matt Schaub was kind of the steadying force of the Falcons franchise while Vic went to jail.
Yeah.
And then there's, Matt Ryan should be on the list. The quarterbacks before Matt Ryan, the year that Matt Ryan was drafted, Joey Harrington.
Didn't they bring back Steve DeBerg out of retirement?
Chris Redman.
And Chris Chandler was there?
Byron Leftwich.
Oh, jeez. Chris Redman.
Louisville, right?
Yeah. Oh, God.
All right. So how does one... So then the question becomes, how does one become and stay great while dealing with bad situations? Folks on Twitch were going, well, he had bad coaching last year, but he's got good coaching this year. One, I don't know that to be true. Two, I'm looking at the totality of the situation. Who's he throwing the ball to this year? Each week it's different because Flusie's running him into the ground. What's your offense look like overall? Who's protecting the quarterback? When we go all Ralph Wiggums and go, I'm in danger, that's Justin Fields right now. Mm-hmm. Because of the way that his offensive line is built up.
It isn't just the offensive line. Your protection is also in guys being open.
Yes.
Because that means the ball's out. It is. We always think of it as this, it's just the guys in front of him. It's not. It's on how the pocket moves. It's on how quickly he sees what he can see and who's winning their matchups at the line of scrimmage to get their hand in the air and say, hey, kid, you're not going to get hit if you get the ball to me now. Team game.
It is. But I guess we can look at Matthew Stafford's career and Matt Ryan's career and go, it's possible that a player's greatness will shine through and they can dig themselves out of it, even with a bad organization, depending on the level of greatness that there is in a player.
A lot of support for Josh Allen, too, just saying that this was a guy who had these raw skills and the rocket arm and didn't have any help around him. Eventually,
they went and got him some help.
And they tailored a system to what he wanted to do.
To me, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson are very similar in the situation that you're in wasn't necessarily, like, we wouldn't look on it from a personnel standpoint on the field as being great, but the front office went and helped them from that standpoint, and the two players were both improved by the coaches that they worked with. I could make an argument that John Harbaugh is one of the greatest coaches of this era. Right? And he knew exactly what he wanted to do. And he and Greg Roman said, this is what we're going to do with this offense, and we're going to let this guy flourish and shine. I think similar things happened in Buffalo with Brian Daboll and Josh Allen, where it's like, we see it, and we're gonna tailor our organization to this player.
We're going to pare it down and then build it back up.
That's right. And what you saw is in the case of Jackson, him being an MVP and likely the highest paid quarterback in a couple of weeks, I imagine, or maybe before the year is done. And in Josh Allen, one of the game's brightest young stars. If that's the trajectory that Justin Fields can go on, if he can go from having a sloppy first year, I've said this and people get mad at me when I say it. I look at what happened in Philadelphia. I just want him to have the same level of improvement that you saw in Philadelphia with Jalen Hurts. I think he's better than Jalen Hurts, way better. But I'm talking about jump from year one to year two. Jalen Hurts was a much better quarterback in year two than he was in year one. That's all I want to see from Justin Fields. And it's trying to figure out, can he have that with what's surrounding
him? In this discussion, Lawrence and Dan, you're both talking about a lot of the same things regarding trying to play to the quarterback's skill strengths and recognizing that within the coaching staff. And I think of Justin Fields and his appreciation for Luke Getsy to this point. Because we already heard it in the offseason, like early in OTAs, he talked about how he really liked working with Getsy's approach and how Getsy's open to all the players on offense, providing them with information and easy access to learn what they're supposed to learn. Now, this was provided by Peter King and Football Morning America. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So that's the source. But this is real quick. Justin Fields spoke to Peter King, and here's what he said about Luke Getsy.
You know, I think, you know, Luke's a great mastermind. He's a great offensive coach. He's probably the best quarterback coach I've had in my life.
So again, we're hearing Justin Fields clamoring and saying that I like Luke Getsy, so I'm going to buy into this relationship for now.
They haven't played a game yet.
Correct.
They haven't played a game yet. I'd rather him say that than not, I guess.
I mean, here's if you're looking for a bright light for Justin Fields on this, if you want to try to dig into his character, you could go, well, he's kind of already done this at Georgia.
That's right.
He wasn't getting what he needed. It was kind of a bad situation. He goes to Ohio State, and I'm sure Ryan Day is like, wait a minute, we did a lot of great things here in Columbus. But if you look at Justin Fields and go, look at the player that they thought they had in Georgia, and it wasn't working, to the player that ends up being a first-round pick after what he did at Ohio State. So maybe it's in him to survive some of this. And when he finally gets with someone that understands what makes him tick and can get the most out of him, perhaps he flourishes.
574 texter. What about Mitch? Could potentially be great.
No,
I don't think so.
I
think great's off the table.
I don't think that he can be great, and he's already in a battle for his life. for the starting job in Pittsburgh. I don't know that he's going to win it because I don't know if he's made of that. And I keep going back to him in college and watching the tapes of him in college. And that Gruden video, I'll never get over that. I'll never get over the quarterback club with him and John Gruden, where Gruden is asking him to do a hard count and he doesn't know what he's talking about. And some of the things that still are problems for Mitch. I think Mitch will play for a decade or more in the league. I really do. Because he'll still, for the most part, have his wheels and he'll eventually, I think, get better and be a perfect backup quarterback for someone. Maybe win you a couple games in a playoff season. Like that sort of thing. But I'm with you. Great is off the table for that young man.
We have High Noon coming up in just a couple moments. There is a story that crossed over the weekend where the headline says it all, but you got to get into the details here because it's the conclusion I have, it's a place where it sounds very dangerous to live.
I would like to give a review of Prey. I watched it over the weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Score. And 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
I'll be back this way on Monday. We'll settle this then. Right there, out in the street, in front of the Palace Saloon.
Yeah, right. When? High noon?
It is time for High Noon on this wet Chicago Monday. We opened with a little bit of White Sox and just sort of talking about our current relationship with that team. We're going to get into some deeper White Sox talk a little bit later, but the Bears are hurt, man. This happens. We just mentioned it. This is 2004 all over again. This is coach coming in with his system and his culture and run, and you run right to the hot tub and the cold tub and you sit there because they don't have any players left. So that was a lot of what we're discussing, how to figure out what they know about this year and what it means to the installation of a culture and what how many injuries they can take as a function of what they do. And on one level, you can say, who cares if a bunch of bad players are hurt? Well, you got some players who do matter. One of those is Justin Fields, and that's why Lawrence brought up this question of, can a first-round quarterback go into a bad situation, deal with a bad situation, and still be great? The answer is yeah. But a lot of things have to go right.
And he has to have some stuff.
Like there's, special stuff.
There has to be some special sauce that's going on there. It's
a man who had just attended the funeral of his brother, who was killed by a snake bite, has also died after being bitten by a snake.
Oh, that's no good.
Govind Mishara, 22, went to the funeral of his brother, Arvind Mishara, age 38, on Wednesday in Bhadrapur Village, India. Arvind died of a snake bite on Tuesday. Officer Radharaman Singh told PTI, an Indian news agency, on Thursday, according to a report of the Indian Express.
How did Kornheiser take it?
Govind Bishara was killed after being bitten by a snake in his sleep, Singh said. One of the relatives of the family, Chandrashekhar Pandey, who is in the same house, was also bitten by a snake.
Aww.
So now we're on three. He added that Pandey was rushed to a hospital after the incident and remains in critical condition. Pandey and Govind Bishara had come to the village to attend the funeral. Police didn't say whether they're investigating the deaths or whether they're considered suspicious. I don't think it's real suspicious, because according to the World Health Organization, snake bite is what they call a neglected public health issue in many tropical and subtropical countries. 5.4 million snake bites occur each year,
wow,
resulting in 1.8 to 2.7 million cases of envenomation. There are between...
Venom!
There are between 81,410 and 137,880 deaths and around three times as many amputations and other permanent disabilities each year. In Asia alone, up to 2 million people are poisoned from snake bites each year. And an underreporting of snake bites also distorts the official data from governments. So it's very likely that this was either, because so many different venomous snakes are native to India. We know that it's a home of many different kinds of cobra and the famous banded crate, which is believed to be the most venomous snake on the planet. Rough day for these guys. So basically, my rule is don't go there unless you have really good boots. But it bit him in his sleep, so who knows where it got him. Yeah,
I feel right? So bad. Like, that just seems awful. Like, here you are, you're celebrating your family member's life, and oh no, I too have been bitten by a snake.
Do you remember, it was in Modern Family when they're talking to Phil, and they're talking to him about, like, international travel. It's like, well, someday, don't you want to go to other countries? He's like, well, I think about it, but then it's like, hey, do you want to go to India? No, diarrhea. What about here? No, also diarrhea. What about there, mudslides? And he loves the idea of international travel, but then when he actually gets down to it, it's like...
You want the convenience of being an American.
Yeah, because we don't really... There's a lot of things we have to worry about, but...
We don't have to worry about ice.
The probability of being bitten by a highly venomous snake while you sleep is low still. So that's good.
You may have seen on your Twitter timeline people promoting a movie called Prey. Prey is a movie in the Predator universe that takes place in 1719. In the Northern Plains, and the star of the movie is of the Comanches, and it's, Dan, it's so good.
Okay, good.
It's so, if you are someone that loved the original Predator movie and tolerated everything else inside of the Predator universe.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
That line is in the movie, and we all went, hey, yeah.
Is it said with a thick Austrian accent, I hope?
It is not.
Like Rainier Wolfcastle?
It is not.
Damn.
But this movie takes all of the good pieces of all of the Predator movies.
I liked Alien vs. Predator.
There is an homage to that.
I hated Predator 2.
There's some Predator 2 stuff
Predator
in 2 here.
Bad.
Predators, which is a movie I don't even think you saw.
No.
Which had Topher Grace
nope.
in it and
nope.
Adrian Brody
nope.
in it. There was an homage to that.
Adrian Brody's done some of these action movies. He likes checks, doesn't he?
He does.
He must have multiple houses.
Isn't that what Samuel L. Jackson is like? I never turn down roles because y'all are paying.
Michael Caine? Sure.
The young woman who plays the lead is Amber Midthunder. She's terrific.
Good name.
She's terrific. The whole movie is really good. There's a lot of... And what's cool about it is... Obviously, it's in the past, so the weaponry is a little bit more old school and primitive, but so is the alien. So is the Predator. Let me be very clear about that. The Predator is an older model, and you get to see like how they advance too,
okay. All right.
And some of the weaknesses that are there in here. I don't want to give a lot away, but there's one part that I have to tell you that makes it even like it's on Hulu, so just watch it.
Oh, it's in the 1700s?
Yeah, 1719 is when it takes place, okay? With the Comanche Nation. There's the predator fights a bear, and it is an outstanding fight sequence.
Well, there's a tweet here from none other than Jesse Ventura.
I was going to read that. Please go ahead.
And it just says, hashtag Prey movie, great, great film. Amber Midthunder, you definitely ain't got time to bleed. Welcome to the Predator family. And to the directors, at Danny TRS, thank you for making such a thoughtful, creative, and wonderful film.
I highly recommend.
I am in.
Did you say that your dad's favorite
Loves
movie
Predator.
Is Predator?
Loves Predator. Always has.
I need his review of Prey.
Loves Prey. He should go see it.
He doesn't have to go. It's in his house. Oh. It's on Hulu.
He's a huge fan of Predator.
It's on Hulu, so you don't have to even go anywhere to see it. I wish they would have released this thing in theaters. But it was really good. I love the interaction between this young lady and her brother. Like, it was just... It had all the right notes. It hit them all. You know, it gave us the fan service stuff. There's a couple of mud scenes in it. You're like, yeah, okay. I remember that. He can't see you.
Does he have the cloaking device?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's less advanced. There's all sorts of stuff. And I think they shot in Canada. All of it is just gorgeous. Like, it's a beautiful film.
Is it kind
film.
Of a Western?
Yeah. Like, but okay. I mean, all of the Predator movies are kind of
right,
Westerns.
Right, right.
But it is so great, and there's some stuff in there that's hidden, and there's a piece of, how can I put this?
No spoilers.
There's a piece of weaponry that will be easily recognizable to many Predator fans that have struggled through all of the nonsense. I'm just saying, watch Prey on Hulu.
All right.
You will not regret it. And if you loved Predator, if you're one of those people who's like, Predator 2 is trash, AVP was fun, but not and Predators was awful.
Okay, let me ask you a real question, though. And I want to know where you stand on it. And there's a lot of pushback that I think was correct regarding the dreadlocks, regarding the hairstyle, and it's considered that the art... direction that was racist, that the idea of having a monster that had a
that was 7 feet tall and had dreads,
yeah, it had an authentic sort of African / Jamaican hairstyle, that would, to make that seem evil, exotic, scary, threatening, was considered inherently racist.
I didn't think of it that way, mainly because of the way that. And where AVP, I actually think, does a really good job of bringing us into Predator culture. And
also brought their track shoes.
They brought their track shoes and they're ready to go out there. Yeah. I thought that you were going to talk about, and this is one thing that I'm glad that they didn't do, where in AVP, it is assumed that ancient cultures have to be seeded by aliens. That the Aztecs couldn't have possibly.
There's no way they're going to figure all this stuff out, right?
Right, like where they don't really do that with this movie, and I love that they didn't. That it was just like this is how these people live, this is how they train to fight, this is how they fight, this is how this woman fights. It's so well done that I was in my living room just like, yeah, yeah. It was that type of movie.
Okay.
Go and watch Prey on Hulu.
I'm due for a good movie.
Yeah, you and the boy, and I think would enjoy it. And you could be like, oh, you could do the Leonardo DiCaprio. Hey, I've seen that before. I know what that.
You know, he hates when I do that.
Really?
He's made me now when we watch movies together. He says, you can't say a word. Just let me enjoy it. We'll talk after.
That's fair. I get it. But I think that he will enjoy Prey, and I think that you will too.
All right.
If you please. We can kill it.
That's high noon. That's how you start a week right there. You know what else you do? You talk Bears with Dan Wiederer, who is ready for us next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.